False Witness by Michelle Davis. Read by Claire Willey. Maggie didn't want the day to begin. She wanted to stay perched on the sill of the open window, her face, neck, and exposed forearms warmed by the early morning sun and the promise of another hot day. Tilting her chin up and closing her eyes, she imagined she was on holiday, on a balcony somewhere exotic, until the sharp blast of a guard's whistle below jolted her from her daydream. Her flat overlooked Mansell railway station, and she watched as a commuter train heading to London pulled away from the platform. Without thinking, she began counting under her breath as it disappeared out of sight, knowing that when she reached 56, the train would pass the house where her sister, Lou, used to live. Her nephew, Jude, had made her time it once, him on the phone in the back garden where the tracks ran parallel, talking to Maggie as she stood at her lounge window above the station. She'd suggested they use a stopwatch for accuracy, but Jude wanted them to count themselves, and it had amused her that despite a world of technology at his disposal, he was old-fashioned in his methodology. It was like her, a detective constable, preferring face-to-face instead of emailing witnesses. The memory induced a smile from Maggie, though it was tinged with sadness. 7 months had passed since she'd seen or spoken to Jude. Same for his siblings, Scotty and May, and their mum, Lou. Less than a year, but more than half, it already felt like a lifetime. The technical term for the current status of their relationship was estranged, a word that rolled off Maggie's tongue in a disconcertingly agreeable way when she said it out loud. But there was nothing pleasant about being as close as a person could possibly be to their family one day, the next being as good as dead to them, as Lou had phrased it, in a final caustic text before cutting off contact completely. In the crying herself to sleep stage, Maggie wondered if it might be easier to think of her sister in the same way. Death allowed a person to grieve their loss, whereas estrangement meant being in perpetual limbo, with nothing but the hope things might resolve to hang on to. Now, 7 months on, the hurt was levelling out, largely due to the distraction of work, and in particular the commendation she'd just received from the chief constable for her conduct on her last case as family liaison, the specialism she was trained for alongside being a detective with Mansell Force CID. A second distraction stopping her from moping around the clock was gently snoring in her bed next door. Her mood began to lift as she pondered the noise Will Umpire made as he slept. It wasn't earth-shatteringly loud, rather a gentle, rhythmic hum she had grown accustomed to and liked very much.